Now, you mentioned the 2,500 milligram dose, and there's been a huge amount of discussion about that, and also the question of whether European patients are different from patients in North America. What did you observe in this study when you gave the full dose?
We had about 4 out of 5 patients, almost 80% of our patients ended up being dose reduced. And I think if you look across the trial as a whole, it ended up being about 40% of the patients were dose reduced, but much higher percentage in the American patients. And that's a separate conversation, but just quite simply, I've heard some very good GI doctors talk about American patients and oral capecitabine and simply state that Americans are so well fed and so well folated that you're basically walking around with a little leucovorin in your body all the time, so we get a bigger bang for our buck here. There was a noticeable difference between dose reductions in Europe and the United States, much less over there. Interestingly, other than that, though, age, sex, size of some of the patients and things didn't really fall out. I think the American doctors, I know my doctors were very quick at any sign of toxicity to dose reduce. I think our doctors in this country have certainly felt comfortable with lower doses, 2,000 per meter squared.
I've even heard the term European dosing of capecitabine, and I actually interviewed Jim Cassidy right after he presented the exact data. It was the 2004 ASCO meeting. And like a lot of the Europeans, he was saying, well, the Americans don't educate their patients fast to call them, et cetera, et cetera. And then I saw him about a year later, and he said, you know, I think maybe there is something about this folate. Also, Axel Grothe, who had moved from Germany to the Mayo Clinic here, said, well, you know, it is different here. So it seems like that maybe really is a phenomenon. Any reason to think that the efficacy would be decreased by decreasing the dose?
Actually, looking at the curves for the trial, the patients that were dose reduced did just as well. So it doesn't answer the opposite side of the question was, could you have started at a lower dose? But certainly looking at the curves, and there was enough patients that got dose reduced, I feel comfortable with that analysis that actually, whether you want to start out with a higher dose or not is obviously investigator judgment, and that's what the package insert says, but you shouldn't be concerned at all for appropriate reasons to cut the dose back.